Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back, Perspectives listeners. This is Ashley Burgess in the house, and this is Sunday evening, and we're having a great time. The studio roundtable is proving to be very positive and enlightening for a lot of people that are looking to be happier. And now, though, we have one of my favorite segment of all times, and every single Sunday for that matter, is Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. Cynthia, are you on the line?
Hey, Ashley, I am here.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I am great. It was so fun to run into you earlier today at One Arts Plaza.
Yes, and you were a judge.
Yes, I was. That was a fun time. There were lots of cute puppies out there for the Halloween costume contest, and it was a great day.
You got to judge the drink, so that's what I would have rather been judging.
I know. Well, you know, I just heard, like, you know, judge and cocktail, and I said, I'm in. So it was a fun festival.
I would have definitely been in on that. I would have definitely.
Well, there's lots more fun things coming up this week, so I'm really excited to tell your listeners all about the fun things they can get out and do in Dallas this week.
Awesome, sweetheart. Well, let's roll with that, because you know what's going on, and the greatest thing about Cynthia, too, is that she knows what's there to also help the community as well. So it's yours.
Well, there's some fabulous events this week that will not only give you some really fun experiences, but will also enable you to give back to the community. And one of them is the third annual Purses with a Purpose event. It's hosted by the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Greater Dallas on October 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Samuel Lynn Galleries in the Dallas Arts District. Now, this event will feature silent and live auctions of high-end fashion bags, plus a wine pool, jewelry, and in the live auction, there's even going to be a Napa Valley wine country tour, which sounds tons of fun to me. Proceeds from this auction will underwrite CCCS's Community Outreach and Financial Education Program for low-income women in our area. And so this event is meant to help close the financial literacy gap for women, especially low-income women. So it's going to teach them how to manage and handle their money, which, you know, who doesn't need help with that? Tickets are $50 each, and you can get more information at cccs.net. Another really fun event coming up this week that I'm excited about is being put on by DFW Style Daily. They have joined with Mockingbird Station, and they're going to be doing an outdoor screening of the classic film Rear Window, Under the Stars. You can meet on Level 2 near the Angelica Film Center at 7:30, and they'll be showing the flick outside. But like all Hitchcock flicks, this event has a twist, which is that you are supposed to show up in your best glam pajamas, and they're going to be having a contest. So, you know, I'm all about that as well. Who doesn't like to hang out in their jammies? No RSVP is required. You just show up, and it's free. So I love free events, and hopefully the weather will be like it was today, which will make that a lot of fun. Now, this weekend, there's a couple of things coming up that I'm super excited about. One of them is Friday, and celebrity chefs will join with Chef John Tizar this Friday the 19th for the fourth annual Burgers and Burgundy event benefiting the Dallas chapter of DIFA, which is Design Industry Foundation Fighting AIDS. Each chef has been tasked with the challenge to serve up the best burger sliders and complement them with the burgundy of their choice. You can also get wine and specialty cocktails if you're not into burgundies. Funds raised from this event will go towards the DIFA Dallas mission of serving those who are affected by AIDS and HIV from across North Texas. And that will also be accompanied by some fun tunes mixed by DJs Jennifer Miller and Paul Karadidas, and tickets are $75 a person. VIP tickets are $150, and you can check out that event at burgers2012.eventbrite.com. And finally, the last event that I have for you tonight will be the third annual Casino Night fundraiser that benefits Dress for Success. It will take place at Park Place Volvo Showroom, and it's going to be from 6 to 10 on the 19th. And guests will have the chance to enjoy a variety of casino games, live entertainment from musicians and performers, raffle tickets. Proceeds will benefit Dress for Success of women's programs. And the Park Place Volvo Showroom is located on Inwood Road in Lemon. The tickets start at just $35, so it's a really affordable event. You can get more information or purchase them at dfsdallas.org.
Awesome. You have so much great stuff. Purses, Hitchcock, you know, John Cesar, Jen Miller.
Casino games. I mean, I'm telling you, there is something for everybody.
Paul Paredes and Dressing for Success. I mean, I think it's going to be a beautiful week in Dallas.
And, of course, you know, even if you were listening, you probably didn't catch all of those details. So I'll have all of this information plus a whole lot of other events on my website at osocynthia.com.
Hey, Cynthia, I appreciate it. And, you know, every Sunday, Cynthia's on here. And, yes, check out her website, www.osocynthia.com, for all the latest and greatest of what's going on in D-Town.
Thank you, Ashley. I'll be back next Sunday.
Hey, have a great evening, sweetheart. You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Cynthia's got everything going on. She knows what's up. I mean, from Hitchcock to DJs to all kinds of stuff, she's got it going on. So, really, check out that website if you've missed anything. So another thing that we have coming up here in the near future, actually, in later in October, is the opening of a park project. And so joining us this evening is Jody Grant. Jody is the chairman of the Woodall Rogers Park Foundation, and he's going to be enlightening us on everything that has to do with this new Woodall Rogers Park and the opening and all this good stuff. Jody, are you on the line?
I'm here, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good, Jody. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, thanks.
I really appreciate you coming on. And, you know, for our listeners who might be new to the area or aren't downtown, can you explain exactly where this park is that's opening?
Actually, it's where Uptown meets Downtown. It's in the center of the Arts District, right in the center, as a matter of fact. It's bounded by St. Paul on the west and Pearl Street on the east. And the connector, Woodall Rogers Freeway, runs underneath it.
So that actually connects downtown with uptown.
It actually does.
That's neat. So
it forms a great village and town square.
The cool thing is I was looking at some of the plans and stuff, and so the neatest thing is I've actually gotten to watch it being built over a period of time. Like, how long has this project been in existence?
Actually, we started construction in the summer of 2009. But the planning began in late 2004, so it's been an 8-year project.
It's quite some time, actually. You know, I think any big project, especially in a city of this nature, it takes a lot of time and a lot of planning, a lot of zoning, and a lot of building and getting money secured and what have you. So it's a huge project. You know, what are some of the activities that will be going on and available to people of all ages in the park?
Well, the whole concept of the park, Ashley, is to have activities going on from basically the very first thing in the morning until the park closes at night. So, you know, we'd begin the day with exercise classes, and that would be aerobics and tai chi and, you know, various kinds of exercise for everybody. And then throughout the day, games and activities and music in the performance pavilion. And we also will have a restaurant, although the restaurant won't be open officially because it's still under construction until next summer.
Well, there's going to be a restaurant.
Well, actually, there's going to be two of them. There's one for seated dining, and then there's one for takeout food.
And there is, like, a dog park?
There is a dog park, and it's unique in that it's all synthetic surface, and dogs will be allowed off their leash inside the dog park. And there'll be a series of ponds, and water shoots from one pond to the other, and the dogs chase the water, and finally they end up at a pond where they can take a drink.
That's neat.
It's cool.
That's really neat. So y'all kind of thought about absolutely everything when y'all were building this.
Well, we did a lot of research. We went to a lot of other parks. We also had a town hall at the Nasher. And we listened to all of the neighbors and what they thought would make the park successful. And we tried to meet all those demands. And interesting, number three on the list was a dog park.
How many trees did y'all plant at the park?
We planted 320 trees, Ashley.
That's neat.
So about 60% of the park will be shaded, which is important in Dallas, particularly in July and August.
I'm kind of seeing this as like the Central Park of Dallas, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what we hope, and we hope it'll be a magnet for everybody, and that's why we want to have programming running, you know, basically throughout the day.
So tell us the name of the park and also Tell us a little bit about this. Well, tell us a lot about this grand opening event that y'all are having, and it's a huge event.
Sure. The park's named Clyde Warren Park. Clyde Warren is a 9-year-old boy in Dallas, and his dad dedicated the park to all the children of Dallas, which we think is really nice. Parks are for kids. They're for adults as well. But, you know, if you don't have kids in the park, you don't have much of a park.
Exactly.
The grand opening will be begin a week from yesterday. That is October 27th. And it begins in the morning with a ribbon cutting and the performance by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. And that's followed by other performances in the park. And throughout Saturday and Sunday, we'll have opera, we'll have symphony, we'll have the Black Dance Theater, we'll have Ballet Folkloria, Texas Ballet Theater, the kids from Booker T. Washington, and then two concerts. And the first concert's on Saturday night, and it features Trombone Shorty. And Trombone Shorty is a young musician out of New Orleans who actually was displaced during Katrina and came to Dallas and lived for 2 years. So he's got a strong Dallas connection. And then he will be followed by Polyphonic Spree, which is a local singing group that's quite popular.
That sounds neat. I mean, there's like something for everybody for sure.
Something for everybody. And then Sunday, at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, we have another concert, and that features Jimmy LaFave, followed by Bob Schneider. And they're both residents of Texas, that is, and again, have a great following. So we think that's going to be terrific. After that concert, we're going to show the movie Midnight in Paris, and Owen Wilson will be there. Gary Kogel is interviewing Owen Wilson before the movie. And I think it should be a great experience for everybody. There'll be all kinds of food and drink. It is absolutely free. No admission charge for anyone, and we hope a lot of people will show up.
What time did you say that Bob Schneider was going to be performing?
That concert begins at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
So it runs roughly from 4 to 6.
It's a lot going on, and you have Owen Wilson there. And then what movie was that y'all will be playing?
Midnight in Paris, which Owen stars in. It's a Woody Allen produced movie, and I've seen it. It's terrific.
Yeah, who doesn't like Woody Allen in parks? I love it.
We think it fits.
I think it does too. I think it's beautiful. It's great. You've actually thought about everything. So what about for people that, you know, want to learn more, where would you direct them to go or might want to donate to the park or to get tickets to the concert?
They should go to ClydeWarrenPark.com. Now, Clyde is spelled with a K, so it's K-L-Y-D-E. Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, park.com. And that'll put you on our website. And there's all the information is there. And there's you can hit on a button that says get free tickets, find things to do. Hopefully everything that all the information anybody would want, they'll find on the website.
And one last question. When did your passion begin with regards to, you know, preservation and to this park?
Well, my passion began a long time ago, before I came to Dallas, came here in 1990, worked on projects in Fort Worth where I lived previously. But this particular project grew out of various studies that were being done in the late 90s and early part of this century. And I became interested in this area in 2003 and 2004 and initiated the process in late 2004.
I've watched it go from the very beginning to now, and it's very impressive.
Well, thank you, Ashley. We're really excited about it. We think it's going to add a lot to downtown Dallas, and we hope we'll see you there often.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be for the ribbon cutting, and definitely we'll be there for the two-day extravaganza. And for anybody that missed the website again, could you repeat it one more time?
Yes, Clyde Warren Park, spelled with a K, K-L-Y-D-E. Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, park.com.
Well, Jody Grant, I'm very pleased to have had you on tonight, and I appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule, and thanks so much for doing so much for the community. I think that this is really going to not only change the look and make it more green, but I think it's going to really just get more people involved in the downtown area, and it's going to be more about green and trees and stuff than just concrete.
Well, thank you, Ashley, and thank Perspectives as well.
Well, thank you, and I want you to have a wonderful night.
Well, same to you, and thanks again. Bye.
I'll see you on the 26th.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it was really interesting, you know, when you hear about all these things going on, and there's so many different things that Cynthia brought up, and so many things that you can help with different organizations, with the Purses with a Purpose, and then you also had the Dress for Success, and there's so many people involved that are just really trying to help the community, and I think that's a passion. As well as, we just got off the, you know, the line with Jody Grant, and Jody's really helping to impact, you know, the city of Dallas with something that is green and vitalizing and something that can actually provide these things for people. And I think it's so neat because in Dallas, a lot of times we feel like, you know, you have to spend so much money just to have some sort of outing. And it seems like it is kind of a concrete jungle. And I think this is going to provide us with something that's just not concrete. It's green. It's beautiful. And there's so many things that everybody can do. It's not limited to an age group. As well, it's just going to make it look a lot prettier. And so if anybody doesn't know really where the park is, it's right downtown. It's right above Woodall Rogers. And really, check out that website. And it does start with a K. So when you're actually spelling it out, you'll want to spell it out, www.KLYDEWarrenPark.com. So just in case, because I didn't get the spelling right the first time. Anyway, we will be right back in a little while. We're going to actually continue and finish our studio roundtable with Chris and discuss a few other concepts of why he chose what he chose, and also that leap. I thought it was interesting listening to his first day as starting that company, which is kind of cool because we've all had those first day craziness, but it seemed to have worked out just fine. So we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in less than 2 minutes, and we'll talk to you then. So stay tuned and keep the dial set to 570 AM or KLAF.com, or if you're listening to iHeartRadio, we're on there as well. We'll be right back.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.